don't care was hung. For a sheep as for a lamb. So I broke my blue ribbon. Started drinking hard again. Poisoned my mind as Sarah was doing for Mary. All against myself, you see. And she, who'd always been so blithe and trusting, became now irritable. Suspicious.
Is that surprising, you know? When you talk to drink and violence?
Not against her.
Man, you killed her.
I never looked on her with anything but love before.
Who was the man?
Sarah brought him into my house. He was a dashing, swaggering chap, Fairbairn. Smart and curled. Good company, I won't deny it. Wonderful, polite ways. And he could talk. Oh, he could talk about what he'd seen. And he'd seen half the world. Our door became always open to him, for he was a friend to us all. It was a month or more. I never suspected a thing. But it takes only a little mischance, and then all a man's peace is gone forever.
How glad I am to see you. Where's Jim?
Who did you think I was?
Why are you home so soon?
Why are you so disappointed to see me?
What have you been doing?
Did you think I was him?
No, who?
Fairbairn. Did you hope I was Fairbairn?
Whoever gave you that idea? Jim!
But I knew. There was no other step she could have mistaken for mine.
Jim, have you been drinking?
If I could have seen him then, I should have killed him.
Don't look at me like that, Jim, don't!
What kind of company have you been keeping?
What kind of company are you now to me?
Where's Sarah?
What has she got to do with this?
Don't you question me!
Jim, don't!
Where is she?
She's in the parlour!
He'd been in and out of my house with his soft, tricky ways. And that devil sister of hers who thought she could turn me against my wife by encouraging them.
What is it with you, Jim?
Alec Fairbairn.
Alec? Why are you angry with Alec?
Sarah. This man, Fairbairn, I never want to find him here again in my house.
But he's good company, Jim. And especially when you're not at home. Mary and I need someone
yes,
to talk to.
Yes, you're like that, aren't you?
What?
I tell you, he is not to come here again.
But why ever not, Jim?
Because I order it.
Well, I can see if my friends are not good enough for this house, then neither am I.
You can do what you like about it.
Your wife's own sister?
It gives you no right to put your fancy friends between a man and his wife. And you listen to me well, Sarah Cushing. If that Alec Fairbairn shows his face here again, I'll send you one of his ears as a keepsake.
And so you did. Only it was Miss Susan, not Miss Sarah Cushing, who received the package.
Because you didn't know those two sisters had fallen out as well. That Miss Sarah had left Croydon 2 months ago.
I never meant to hurt any but Sarah. I swear it.
For so well-meaning a man, you seem to have a remarkable facility for harm.
I was not my own master. Sarah left Liverpool. Mary began first to fear me, then to hate me. And as I was driven more to the drink, I could see she despised me as well. Then came this week. Misery and ruin. Monday, I sailed in the May Day on the afternoon tide. 7 days we were to have been away, but we sprang a plate. Had to put back into Liverpool. What a surprise for Mary, I thought. And it was. She was with him. With Fairbairn. On a day out to New Brighton. The drink and the jealousy had fairly turned my brain. They took a boat out. I followed.
I don't ever want to have to go back.
It was just as if they'd been given into my hands.
Oh, good. I was beginning to think you were getting bored with my company.
You.
The calm sea haze was like a curtain all around us.